The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 5 at 5.
You heard the man. It is time. Quitting time on your Thursday afternoon. 5 o'clock. Parker Pewitt is in. He's got the top five at five.
Thank you, Russ. First up, the Vols landed a new commitment last night from three-star Brownsville, Tennessee native Darian Williamson. Williamson is the 65th ranked athlete in the nation and 32nd overall recruit in the state of Tennessee.
Good pickup. You need receivers. This kid sounds like it reminds me, who was the receiver that Pruitt offered when he first got here? And he committed, and like nobody had heard of him. He was from Georgia. He was a track guy from Georgia.
Jared Means?
Who?
Was it Means?
No.
Ramel Keaton.
No. When he first got here. And he ended up flipping to Florida State. And at first, everybody was like, why are we taking this guy? This seems like a reach. And then several other schools offered him, and he ended up going to Florida State. I want to say
was Art Green? Was that him?
Collins? No, Art Green is committed in this class. I'll see if I can look that up for you. But anyway,
Elijah Young, Houston said.
No. It was Young. Michael Young.
Michael Young?
Maybe it was Elijah Young. I don't know. But anyway, some of these guys, they blow up. And we'll see. Pruitt's evaluation skills. I know. We said the same thing about Butch and Dooley. Time will tell, man. We'll see.
Jordan Young.
That was it. Thank you.
That came from Dan Harrelson.
Thank you, Dan. Well done, sir. Is he playing at FSU now?
I don't know any of these guys, so good job, Dan.
It's weird how, in recruiting, you get so familiar with these names that you're chasing, and then when they don't choose your program, you forget about them.
Yeah.
And then years later, they resurface at other schools, and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
Number two, several MLB games are already completed today. So the Red Sox defeated the Blue Jays 5-0. Marlins beat the Padres 4-3, and the Phillies defeat Cody McClure's Dodgers 7-6.
Cody's a Dodgers fan?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they're first place, so he's a Dodgers fan. The Braves' first pitch tonight will be at 7:20.
Thank you, Parker.
Number three, just 2 years into his $228 million contract, Rockets guard James Harden has purchased a minority stake in his local MLS team, the Houston Dynamo.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a slow day.
Right.
It's a slow day, boys.
Don't make excuses. Just get on.
That seems like the kind of thing that should make the top five even on the slowest of days.
I mean, it's on the front page of ESPN, so.
Oh, okay.
Number four, though.
Click.
The Chiefs fan who flashed a laser pointer into Tom Brady's eye during the AFC Championship game has been fined $500.
That's all?
Well,
what if he had damaged his retina?
He faced a year in prison and a fine up to $1,000, but he just got off with $500.
He should have just went to prison. He'd have a good story to tell.
What are you in for? I shined a laser pointer in Tom Brady's eyes in the AFC Championship game. Let's get him, guys.
Come over here. Let me tell you a story, little boy.
And number five, trade talks between teams and OKC for Chris Paul have come to a complete halt. Many people believe now Chris Paul will be stuck in OKC for the start of next season.
Well, sucks for him.
Chris Paul used to could do it all. Was he any good this past season? I didn't watch them much.
I mean,
he
wasn't the same Chris
getting
Paul.
Getting old, isn't he?
Yep. Yeah.
A lot of tread on those tires.
But he's still a nine-time All-Star.
He
really
is.
Kicked that news in the tail today. That's pretty good. Besides the one.
Don't lie to the boy.
The one, besides
the
one.
He's had better efforts, you know. He tried to
No. But no, buddy. You get this. You get my microphone for your little top four at four, your top five at five. You want to go bar one, go bar Russ's.
If you're about to go in on him, he gets a chance to respond.
Right. So I'm not going in on him. I told you earlier in the week you took a shot at us, and I warned you then. And you've tried to be cute about it since you've been on with us, but, you know, you pulled the tiger's tail. This is what you get. I'm expecting better effort out of you. starting now.
He took a shot?
I didn't take a shot. I'm instructing him.
I mean, it feels like there were some other stories, like, you know, Auburn is saying they should get their notice of allegations soon. Like, I mean, that wasn't
Bruce Pearl's offered two kids out of Knoxville.
Top five. Like, that, it seems like the kind of thing that I'm proud of you. You got the recruiting story in there. That was pretty good. The British Open is going on today. I don't know if you know that. Like, we got a major golf tournament.
And his defense, I told him at the commercial break that if he read one score, I was going to shut him down.
Is it really that big a deal?
Isn't NOM, Trey. There are rules.
Not London or Great Britain.
Okay. London or Great Britain.
The British Open.
Yeah. The British Open, if it weren't in Great Britain, it wouldn't be the British Open, would it?
No. It's in Ireland.
Is that part of Great Britain?
Yes, it's
Whatever.
Part of Great Britain.
No, it's not.
I believe it is. It's part of the UK.
Yeah, it is. I told you guys. What the hell?
What are you all talking? I mean, you guys are just spouting out misinformation.
And you're still
are you familiar with the Troubles?
But you still say that England is not part of Europe.
No, it's not. Separated by the English Channel.
Can't you just, like, go cross the English Channel? It takes a couple minutes.
They actually have a tunnel underneath it. It goes to
the
France.
Tunnel.
Yeah. See, I feel like that would be really scary to be on.
We have one in Mobile. It goes underneath the Mobile Bay.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty trippy. Everybody stopped. Everybody wants to put the darn brakes on when they go in the tunnel for some reason.
Oh, like a car tunnel?
Yeah. Oh, it goes underneath the Mobile Bay.
You can drive in the tunnel in a car, too.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I think it's a train thing.
It's a train thing, and they've got, I think it's got an automotive.
It's pretty
component.
Freaky when you know that you're 50, 60 feet below the water.
Yeah, I
everybody
want
wants
to
honk their horn and break.
Oh yeah, all right.
And then when
a wreck happens,
it happens all the time.
Screwed.
Happens all the time. Traffic gets backed up all the way, and if you're claustrophobic, you're screwed.
All right, we got what you're talking about. You're screwed if you don't get in today because this is the last opportunity for you to qualify for what you talk about Champions League. This is it. So we'll be giving your cue to call here in just a second. Stay with us. 865-546-8200, your next door home group hotline. Let's get T-Carp in here. Hello, T-Carp. You're on the drive.
Hey, guys. Hope everybody is doing well today. I read that article just now, and I see where he's trying to poke the bear and inflame some people, but I honestly don't have a problem with it. Our own John Reed and I had this conversation last year after a loss. I just don't know if we're going to be elite ever again. Did he not tell the truth with Mullen and especially with my boy Cal I can't think of his name now over at Washington State, the Pirate
Leach.
Like, yeah, thank you, Leach. I don't know why I want to say Couch, but Leach. I love the staff that he's hired now, but I would love to have Leach or Mullen as a head coach over Pruitt. Is that bad to say?
Well, I mean, those guys are just more proven. So,
yeah.
No, I don't think it's necessarily bad to say. But here's the thing, and, I mean, you said it yourself, like, we don't know. We don't know if Tennessee's ever going to be elite again. But what he's writing is that we won't. And he's writing it with a degree of certainty as if it's a pre-established fact, and it's just not.
Exactly.
And,
right. You can't ever say either way.
Right. And he might be right. I mean, he might be. We might be done. We might never be elite again. But I don't, you know, I don't know that you can sit here and say that for sure right now. What was that?
Now, what do you call elite? Do you call 10 wins?
10 wins per year? Is that elite?
I mean, I would say, like, elite to me denotes that you're doing it consistently over several years and you're winning multiple conference championships. Like, when I think of elite right now, I think of Clemson, I think of Alabama, I think of Oklahoma, and I think probably Georgia is on the verge of joining that group. They're very, very close.
They're gaggers.
Well, cause they were they ran out a 9-10 win coach. So took a lot of cojones to do that, but I don't know. Do you still think, you know, Bear, I know you do not like Georgia, but do you think running him out of town was the right move?
maybe.
It's almost like he was already done with football. He tried to go to Miami to get, you know, to re-energize himself, and then he retires from Miami.
That's
after
true.
What, 2 years? Kind of seems like he was done with football.
I think he was done with dealing with all the stuff you have to deal with it if you're in charge of a, you know, major college football program.
I'm definitely sure of that. I will say this: I'm very proud of Pruitt for going ahead and getting the guys in the state of Tennessee. I think for a long time in the previous caller set, you know, we're very respectable athletes coming out of Tennessee. And I'm kind of sick and tired of, I guess I feel like people in Tennessee don't think we have good players. There's plenty of great players in Tennessee. And I, you know, if you can't get players anywhere else, get players in Tennessee. Get them playing for a university they love. Get them that heart back. That's why we like to, you know, we talk about this, you know, paying the players and all that. If we want, you know, non-pro players, get them. We love the heart of college football. Get players that have heart and want to come to Tennessee, and you're going to find the most of that in Tennessee. So I'm just happy that he's got a few guys there, and I'm very pleased. But to answer on the poll, I'm still going to say I'm disappointed, and I'm going to give the Vanderbilt loss last year the reason why. Guys, y'all have a good one.
Thank you, T-Car. Appreciate it. 865-546-8200. Actually, hold your calls. Here's what we'll do. We're going to take a call from Don in Sweetwater, and then we will open it up for what you're talking about.
We're getting close.
Last chance. One more chance. By the way, Jordan Young redshirted last year at Florida State. Ran the 110-meter hurdles in a time of 13.997, which won a Georgia State Championship his senior year.
It's fleet of foot.
Don, what up?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Yeah, he was real nice. He was an under the radar, nobody ever heard of, 2-star, and a day after Tennessee offered him, he was a 4-star, and everybody wanted him.
Let's hope Darian Williamson turns out to be another one that we can actually hold on to.
Well, you take a look at, you know, his size and speed. That's a possibility. I guess I should know, but this clown Matt Hayes, who's he write for, or who's he affiliated with?
Bleacher Report.
Oh, well, I never read that rag.
Once was Sporting News, right?
Used to be on Sporting News, yeah.
I don't read Bleacher Report. You know, odds are he's also probably one of the media that said that Grant Williams wouldn't get drafted, he'd never make a team, you know, that kind of guy. In fact, I think most of Bleacher Report was in that.
I believe the kids refer to them as haters, Don.
Yeah. The other thing, you know, talking about Pruitt's a career assistant, until he came to Tennessee, he had only been in college football for 10 years. I don't know what career, you know, the way it's phrased is like, or, you know, he's been an assistant for 30 years or something. I don't know. You just mentioned a couple of different schools. I mean, Nebraska was as far, if not farther down than us. They won 4 games last year. Now they're predicted to win their division in the Little 12, the Little 10. So, you know, I mean, you just can't just say that. I mean, a lot of people probably thought when we were 45-5 over 50 games that we were going to be great forever. I mean, but we weren't, and we're not. And, you know, that's just – people, I think, you know, they're stirring the pot, trying to get calls or trying to get, you know, likes or, you know, making sure people, you know, look them up and that kind of thing. If I had been the person interviewing him, and I did hear some of the interview, if I had been the person interviewing him, I'd have probably had to come back and slapped him upside the head verbally for being stupid. But, you know, just talking a while ago, you know, people, oh, they're 29th in recruiting. I remember the day of early signing period, I was listening to various programs around, and I never heard so much moaning and groaning and how horrible our signing day was, and then nobody thought we was getting Henry T. on the, you know, the February.
Did they end up finishing, what, 12th last year after a 5-win season? So, I mean, just – Like, if we could win some games, man, you would think that you could do better than that.
This year. I mean, to me, I mean, it's still to be proven, but what you have to say is, let me ask you guys a serious question. With that signing class coming in and some of the deadwood leaving, do you think Tennessee has more just natural talent than they had a year ago?
Sure.
All right. Would you say with 2 years in this, with the same strength and conditioning guys and all these guys that's put on all this weight and this, that, and other, that most likely they're in better football condition
last
year?
Definitely.
Would you say our coaching staff is more proven than last year's?
Yes.
Okay. So you go down through that, would you say our schedule is more manageable? Still tough, but you got 9 games inside the state of Tennessee.
Well, and the thing about it is, Don, is, you know, you look at the program, if Georgia and Alabama are the standard, and they are and they should be.
Right.
Like, they're already at the top, so there's not much room for them to improve. And when you're at the bottom and there's a lot of room to improve, like, you're gonna it's not like – Bama and Georgia are continuing to increase the gap.
No.
Like, the gap –
There's only 25 scholarships. They can only get so many 4 and 5.
Yeah, the gap can only get smaller at this point.
Well, one position group in particular, you know, a lot of folks talking about all of our freshmen linemen, especially our 2 5 stars, and they're freshmen, and blah, 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 how much can they do? Georgia started either 3 or 4 freshman linemen last year at one point in time, not necessarily, you know, for 14 games, including one from Knoxville. So why do some of these people assume their 5-star linemen are better than the ones we just brought in? I mean, Georgia had a good offensive line last year, and they were playing at one time or another 3 to 4 freshman linemen. But when Tennessee gets somebody, whether it's a lineman or a quarterback or whoever, they just can't ever be as good as whoever else out there gets them. It's just, to me, you know, you're just looking for a reason to say, you know, we lost our most experienced defensive line, and bless their hearts, because of injuries and lack of development until their senior year, et cetera. I don't know that the guys coming in are going to be worse than the ones that left. Do you?
No. I mean, like I said, there's nowhere to go but up. I mean, They're so far down, Don, that you just got to pull yourself off the mat. Don, we got to run here. Wrap up for me.
Well, guys, like I said, you know, I know I'm the looking through the orange glasses, always Mr. Optimistic, ever foul, every August I'm ready to row. Until I get beat, it's just the competitiveness in me from playing ball. Until somebody beats me, I ain't beat.
Well done. All right, thanks, Don. Appreciate it. All right, here we go. Last chance. Dial now to the Next Door Home Group hotline to play What You Talk About. 865-546-8200. We need 3 players to play our game. 546-8200. Up for grabs today. 16 free wings, delicious hot wings from Buckethead Tavern, and a spot in What You Talk About Champions League starting next week. Dial now, 865-546-8200. We'll play the game coming up next here on The Drive. The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com. Back here on The Drive, it's Fox Sports Knoxville. All right, here we go. It's the last entry-level, what do you call it, just a regular season. What you talking about?
It's the last qualifying round.
Last qualifying round. I really should have gone to the bathroom during that last break. I got to go.
I mean, do you want to go? I mean, I'll riff for a minute.
No, I'm a
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're not going to interrupt the most important thing we do all year?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, go
I'll be,
ahead.
I'll be right back, all right? You guys talk good. Quietly amongst yourself.
You know, so we're about to play this game, you know, that should be a good time.
What you talking about?
We've got all the contestants ready to go. Got prizes at Buckethead Tavern to the winner. And maybe it's a little easier this time. And it will persuade,
it's going to be highly contested
today.
Maybe it'll
persuade Bear to play.
We got Westchester.
Oh, gosh.
Doobie.
Oh, man.
And Jamie, Utah.
Oh, goodness. Give me two. It's going to be a tough one.
I'm thinking the winner's going to either be Doobie or Jamie, Utah.
I'm going Jamie, Utah.
I don't know.
Just because I watched Point Break.
Although Westchester did have one of his better showings of all time yesterday.
Really?
Or day, whenever he played him. Was it yesterday or day before? I can't remember. It's all running together now. Okay. So.
No, this is a intriguing part of
being on the drive.
It is. I'm learning so much, Bear.
It's been a very boring what you're talking about. Usually by this time, people have cried.
Really?
Yeah, used to get really ugly.
I was looking forward to the big time arguments and stuff y'all used to have.
Russ ruined that by not letting me take part in it this year. So, I mean, it's what he does.
But you won't try to go after my 16s. What do you mean 16s?
No, let me explain something to you. Yeah. He's wanting to sandbag me
okay.
So that you would beat me.
Oh, okay.
But his goal and objective is for you to beat me
okay.
And then me to be incredibly, and I mean incredibly mean to you for about a month.
Mean to me?
Yeah. That's what he does. He stirs up stuff where he knows that I'm going to get triggered.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah, it is rude of him. But he knows me, and he knows what's going to happen. That's why he should know better. But here's Mr. Wonderful back.
I didn't know you were trying to pit fights between me and Russ. I mean, me and Bear. Mr.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I was trying to explain to Trey what your deal is.
What my deal is?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it.
In regards to what? No, we're talking about it.
No, you
set stuff up when you know it's going to piss me off, and then you'll sit back and
chuckle.
You're
still like whining about, like, are you still afraid to play Trey?
It's time to play
Trey,
the game, Russ.
It's funny that Trey came in his first year on What You Talking About, and he holds the record right now. Nobody's beating him.
Just living the dream.
16.
16.
Let's do this, Russ.
Aww. You're getting upset.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
All right, here we go. Westchester, Doobie, and Jamie, Utah vying for What You Talking About supremacy on this Thursday afternoon edition of The Drive. The winner moves on to Champions League. Let's bring in our first contestant, Westchester, up first today. Westchester, what's this year, second or third try to get in?
Second this year.
Okay. Well, you should be well-versed. You know the rules. You know what you have to do. How you feeling today?
I'm fired up, focused, and prepared.
All right, sounds good. Here we go, Westchester. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Do it. Former Titans quarterback who's no longer with us.
Played
at Alcorn State.
Pass.
This is what they grow in the ground, leaves grow off of them. Redwood, sequoia, dogwood.
Oak trees.
Yeah. All right. This is North Carolina's team nickname. North Carolina. University of North Carolina.
Tar Heels.
Yes. This is a state in the very northwest corner, Seattle. It's also the capital.
Washington.
Yes. This is a horse race every year at Churchill Downs.
Kentucky Derby.
Yes. This is the first black player in the major leagues.
Jackie Robinson.
This is where the Pelicans play, the city.
New Orleans.
This is what you dry off with when you get out of the shower.
Towel.
This is eat my cereal, fool.
Randy Marchman Savage.
Wore the gold chains in the A-team.
Mr. T.
Yes, this is the Toronto's basketball team.
The Raptors.
This is the head coach of the Seahawks.
Damn, dang it.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Westchester.
The worst performance of all time.
Westchester.
Man, what?
It's not my style to be critical, but damn,
now,
dude.
You can be a little bit on that, Trey.
It was rough.
Oh, man, that was bad. That
That's
was
all right, buddy. I mean, try again.
That was brutal.
No, I can't. I'm done. So will you at least tell me what I missed?
No, he can't. All right. You next passed, year. You next passed year, on Steve right. McNair.
Jesus.
That's pretty tough.
It took way too long to get trees.
Yes, it did.
Did he get and Tar Heels?
Yeah, after that took way too long. He said oak trees. Were we going to count that? I guess he said the
said
word
trees.
Trees.
Yeah. Okay. He got and then he got hot. He got Washington, Kentucky Derby, Jackie Robinson, New Orleans towel real quickly. Then I said, eat my cereal, fool. It was the first
you
thing
you should have said, pity the fool.
Pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
I ate my cereal, fool.
And, that was struggle. You got Raptors and then Pete Carroll's the head coach of the Seahawks.
So what did he get?
Eight.
Nine.
Or seven.
Nine. That's actually not that bad. I mean, you got hot to get nine. I mean, that could win. That's won before.
Yeah, I mean.
That's not going to win against Jamie. I'll tell you that right now.
Probably not.
Okay. Westchester, I don't know what to say, bud. Sorry.
Stay positive.
Head up.
Clear eyes.
All right, this next contestant is going by the name of Doobie. Hello, Doobie. How are you, sir?
Doing all right. I was really hoping Westchester had two too many, and Jamie's over there fantasizing about Bruce Pearl, so here we go.
Well, I mean, all those things are true.
Yeah.
Why I've got to win today.
All right.
Well, 10 to put you in the lead, man. You feeling ready?
I'm feeling good. Let's go.
Here we go. It's a movie with Tom Hanks where he's from Greenbow, Alabama.
Top. Pass.
This is the soccer every 4 years, the international game.
Pass.
All right, this is the legendary NASCAR driver who's no longer with us, number 3.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yes, this
Dale Earnhardt.
This is South Carolina's team nickname.
Gamecock.
This is a basketball player. He played for the Magic and the Lakers. Big, big, thick shoulders.
Shaquille O'Neal.
No, played for the Rockets, too.
Pass.
All right, this is where the Chargers used to play.
San Diego.
This is not Coke, but...
Pepsi.
Yes, this is a wrestler, wore the gold trunks in the 80s, balding, Terry Bollea.
Pass.
This is where the Sooners play, the state.
Oklahoma.
This is the singer of... I Will Always Love You and the Bodyguard.
Pass.
This is the real deal of boxing in the 90s.
Holyfield. Vander Holyfield.
I can't give that one to you, Doobie. It took too long. You got five. Ooh.
Good grief.
Talk about putting the Doobie down.
All right. Yeah. So we passed on Forrest Gump right out of the gate. Passed on World Cup. You got Dale Earnhardt Gamecocks. We passed on Dwight Howard. I might have given bad clues there. That's a hard one. San Diego
Pepsi.
Yeah, I
Pepsi. Had the Howard, but I could, yeah.
Hulk right. Hogan. Did he get Hulk Hogan?
No.
No.
What
I
should
didn't
I say
anything.
There?
I get anything. I'm about to go hang out with Westchester.
Brother.
With the-
Brother. All right. Good shot, Doobie. Better luck next time. Better luck next year.
Sure.
All right, man. Whew. 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 All right, let's bring in our next contestant, Jamie Utah. Will be the final regular season, what you talking about, contestant of Champions League veteran several times over. Jamie, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Russ, I've been better. I've been vacating a little bit the last 10 days, and I've cycled into the Westchester afternoon, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I mean, golly, Auburn and Bruce Pearl being under NCAA investigation has got you driven you to drink?
I ain't sweating that, not in the least. He's the Teflon Don.
All right, Jamie. Well, 9 would force a drunken playoff with Westchester. 10 would win it outright and put you in Champions League.
All right, guys. I got to say, I'm a little concerned here, but let's go. Let's do it.
Some low scores. Let's see if we can get it double digits and end this thing, Jamie. Here we go. This is Florida's nickname.
Gators.
This is Prince's color.
Who?
Prince.
Purple.
This is a movie with Zach Galifianakis where he finds the baby.
Due date.
No, when you're drunk. When you're drunk. Okay, this is the Rainbow Warriors, number 24 of NASCAR.
Jeff Gordon.
Yes, this is what the force that holds us down to the ground.
Gravity.
Yes, this is got killed his wife, former Buffalo Bills.
Oh, Jeff Dent.
This is Baltimore's baseball team.
The Orioles.
Great tennis player just lost the Wimbledon final.
Venus, Serena Williams.
No, men, Swiss player.
I have no idea.
All right, this is North Carolina's basketball coach.
Roy Williams.
This is where the Kings play in the NBA.
Sacramento.
This is a I said it. This is what you get in to go up and down in a hotel.
Elevator.
Yes, this is former Cowboys quarterback played at Navy. Oh.
Wow, that's
Roger
crazy.
Staubach.
Roger Staubach. How many you get? 9?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you got to a drunken playoff. Westchester,
I was
sitting there
trying to count it in my head. That's crazy.
I thought
count
for sure.
It out, man. It might not even be that many.
I thought he got like 10 or 11. He only
that
got 9?
That was crazy. I was sitting there trying to think of it. Like,
it wasn't all his fault.
You don't think I'm on my game today?
No. You're not. Usually you are. You kind of stumbled a little bit there.
What did I stumble on?
You think so, Bear?
You said one of the clues.
Yeah, I did.
That wasted a good 3 seconds.
Well, he skipped on the hangover. He was really close. If he had gotten the hangover, he would have gotten it.
I know. You should have just hit it with you said. No offense, but you should have hit me with the drunk right off the bat. I've been real familiar with hangovers lately.
All right. Let's bring Westchester back for some reason. Westchester, you get another chance. It's not often in life you get a second chance, Westchester, but you got one. A reprieve, if you will.
I'm just saying, I scored higher than 9 on the other 2 sets of clues, so.
On your other
we'll
2.
We'll see what happens.
All right, here we
on
go.
The other 2 players. So
you get another chance. Let's do it.
Good luck, Jamie.
It's on your face what you smell with.
Nose.
This is where the Cardinals play, where Pitino coached. Where the city in Kentucky.
Louisville.
Yes, this is an actress, very pretty actress. She was in The Mask and Bad Teacher. This is where you go to eat for breakfast. They have the Sunrise Sampler. Country Store.
Very well.
Yes, this is the best basketball player in the world for the Lakers.
LeBron James.
Yes, this is the Longhorn State.
Texas.
Atlanta's baseball team.
The Braves.
It's a TV show that just finished up with Khaleesi and Jon Snow.
Pass.
This is Tennessee's best football player, played for the Colts and the Broncos.
Peyton Manning.
This is a country where London is.
England.
Yes, this is one of the great Celtics of all time, number 33.
Larry Bird.
This is what's in the sky, the cloud, rain.
Clouds, rain,
this is
blue,
the LA's basketball team. LA's basketball team. LeBron plays there.
Lakers?
Yes, this is a boxer, Filipino boxer.
Pass.
This
I'm
is
done.
Not Pizza Hut, but
Domino's.
Oh, I can't get that one. Yeah, I said clouds. Damn it.
Does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
You got
so
10?
What happened with that one?
With what? Clouds?
I don't know. That was...
As a brain fart, man.
I'm
sorry.
He said the clue.
I'm sorry.
The Lakers.
I'm sorry.
I still love you, Russ. What did I get, 10 or 9?
10.
10? I'll take 10.
All right. That
good luck,
win.
Jamie.
Did he pass on any? He passed on Cameron Diaz.
Game of Thrones.
And then we couldn't get Manny Pacquiao in time. Or Domino's. He passed on Manny Pacquiao. All right. Let's bring Jamie Utah back.
Are we sure I got 9 on the last one? I'm not even sure I got that many.
Are you sure? He's
yeah, he got 9.
Parker's keeping track here.
Okay, very good. Let's do it.
All right. 10 would force double overtime. 11 would win it and put you in Champions League.
All right, Russ, let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. LSU's head coach.
Ed Orgeron.
Best basketball player of all time from Chicago.
LeBron's name. Jordan.
It goes over a body of water. You drive over a
bridge.
Yes, this is where Cheyenne and Jackson Hole is, the state.
Wyoming.
Florida State's football team. The
Seminoles.
This is where the Baseball Hall of Fame is.
Canton, Ohio.
No.
I have no idea.
New York. All right. This is former Cowboys quarterback. Now he's on CBS.
Troy Aikman.
No, it played in the just retired 2 years
Pass.
Ago. This is what the disease that Magic Johnson might have.
HIV/AIDS.
Yes, this is every 4 years the sports
World Cup.
Sports, all sports.
Olympic.
Yes, this is Ohio State's football team.
Buckeyes.
This is what you eat on Thanksgiving, not turkey, but
turkey and dressing.
The other one, the pig, pigs.
Ham.
Yes, this is former wide receiver for the 49ers, went to UTC.
Jerry Rice.
No, played for the Eagles.
Terrell Owens.
Yes.
Got it. 10.
He got it.
10. Got it.
That was 10?
Got it.
That was 10.
Westchester, we can be here all night.
All right,
wow, that's
back.
Crazy.
Bring it back. Run it back.
This is all insane. Right.
Hey, if I lose this, I hope Jamie feels the same way. Man, this has been a fun.
Double overtime.
Double overtime. This is our first double. We had an OT earlier. This is the first double OT.
His first double OT.
Hey, I want to ask you this right now, Russ. As, regardless of who wins this, can the loser be the first standby?
No. Well, we were going to play again. I was going to play again tomorrow. We're going to take an alternate.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, have to try.
All right. Westchester, here we go. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Wow.
Here we go. It's a movie with Luke Wilson and Will Ferrell where they form a fraternity.
Old school.
Yes, this is the body of water west of California. Not the Atlantic, but...
Pacific Ocean.
Yes, this is the former Georgia and Miami head coach.
Mark Rick.
This is where the Razorbacks play, the state.
Arkansas.
The best soccer player of all time from Brazil.
Pass.
This is Chicago's basketball team.
The Chicago Bulls.
You turn... Jesus turned water into...
Wine.
This is New England's football team.
Patriots.
This is a video game that all the kids play where they kill people.
Pass.
This is the former quarterback of the Denver Broncos, number 7.
Elway.
Yep. Full name.
I know, pass.
This is where you go when you're sick or you break your arm. You go to the...
Emergency room.
In the...
Hospital.
Yes, this is where number 8 for the Lakers... The Mamba. All right, this is a fruit that you eat. It's yellow, has potassium.
Banana.
This is a video game guy. I was trying to get you Madden as quick as we could. What was that?
No, you're fine.
Nine?
Nine.
All right, we got 9. Back to 9. Jamie's going to get 9 again. We're going to triple overtime.
Miss Kobe aren't we? Bryant.
Passed on Kobe. You missed John Elway.
John Elway.
You couldn't think of John Elway's first name. You got the last name. You couldn't get John? Passed on Fortnite
and that's
Pele.
Pretty hard. Pele, I would have called him like Ronaldo.
I've never played Fortnite, so I don't even know what to say. All right, we bring back Jamie with a chance to end this thing. Jamie, if you get 10, it's over. You win.
Okay.
If you get 8, you lose.
Yeah, I already got you. Not a triple overtime.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Home of the Whopper.
Burger King.
This is a fish. Jaws was a...
Shark.
This is in baseball when you get 2 outs.
Two down?
2 outs in the same play.
Oh, double play.
Yes, this is a lefty in golf.
Pass.
This is Chicago Cubs home run king.
Sammy Sosa.
Yes, this when you fix your dinner, you fix it in the...
Oven.
Where you cook, where the oven is, the room in the house.
Kitchen.
Yes, this is 43 from NASCAR, the king.
Richard Petty.
This is Beast Mode from the Raiders and the Seahawks.
Pass.
This is a great radio guy in New York City, very controversial. Robin Quivers. All right, this is a MMA star, Irishman.
Oh, pass.
USC. All right, this is Kentucky's nickname.
Wildcat.
This is the third meal of the day. We're about to eat it.
Supper dinner.
Yes, this is video game system.
PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4.
Nintendo.
Eight.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm retiring, fellas. That's embarrassing. 8, 9.
Man.
You got no one to hang it up.
Well,
Russell over here.
You passed on Phil Mickelson.
Conor
you passed on Sammy Sosa.
No, I got Sammy.
You got Sammy Sosa. You got Kitchen. Did you get Richard Petty? Did you get Marshawn Lynch?
No.
Passed on Marshawn. Passed on Howard Stern. Passed on Conor McGregor.
I thought it would have been Mike Francesa.
the famous radio guy from New York City?
Howard Stern.
I tried to say Robin Quivers, but he passed as I was saying it.
Good luck, fellas. Good luck to you.
Jamie, sorry.
I
feel like that was not my best effort. I feel like I might have contributed to that. It might have been contagious.
Hey, Russ.
Right.
He had to get one more than me because you said play and double play.
I did.
Yeah,
you did. I was gonna contest that if it came down to another tie.
Oh,
but.
Wow!
Like I said, it's not my best effort. It's not my best. Sorry.
Hey, it wasn't your best effort on either of our part. So we're good.
I'm sorry.
All right, Westchester, you win 16 free wings from Buckethead Tavern and a spot in Champions League play. Bear is going to get your phone number, and we'll be in contact next week to schedule your Champions League appearance. I got to brush up, man. Got to raise my game.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
All right, so that's it. We got Champions League is set. We'll run through all the contestants coming up here in just a minute.
That was a little insane.
That was a little insane, man. Double overtime.
Double overtime. I was trying to concentrate. You picked the
numbers.
Well,
and like for me, you know, I go three rounds and then five rounds. You get to the seventh round, like it's mentally draining.
Right. No, I get
like,
it.
My brain gets fried. And so, like, I should have gotten him Nintendo was the last clue.
Right.
And I didn't know what to say. It's just like video game system is all
should
I could
have
think.
Said, like, Mario
said, Super Mario. Yeah, that's what I should have said. Super Mario's video game
system. I thought you were looking for Atari.
All right. Congratulations to Westchester. Bear, what's the final Champions League roster? Who are our nine Champions League contestants now that Westchester has completed it?
Westchester. Corey.
That's two.
All right.
Shut up. Debo.
Uh-huh.
Chase.
Uh-huh.
Dave.
Are you just making the
Matty Ice?
Dave's not here.
Alex.
Huh?
Douglas.
And
Marsh.
I'm just going to say, like, my pit, I'm, you know, not to tell you how to do your job, but it seems
after
like
your performance today, don't you dare just come back on me. I've got everybody's name and number written down.
Just a suggestion, like maybe the we game put it on the same sheet of paper.
The game that you're involved in charge of, the crown cleaners, pick of the week, or the bracket challenge, whatever it was.
Yeah. What does that have to do with what
you're
talking about?
You didn't even get anybody's number or email.
What?
I remember you having to ask on the air, hey, if you know, the crown pick 'em last year.
It's because ESPN doesn't give you the contact information. That's the only way you can do it.
You know, excuses are like noses, Russell. Everybody has one. I see you've always got excuses. But you want to turn everybody against me.
So Trey Wallace is without a doubt this year's what you're talking about, King.
You're not going to get
so
me
far.
To do it, dude.
Yeah.
Are
give
you,
it up.
He has thrown down the challenge that you have cowered from time
can't
and time
get 11.
Again. This is your last chance.
That's it. No.
All you have to do is get an 11 to win. And you will not accept.
I'm not doing the monkey dance for you.
Let the record show.
While you grind the organ.
Trey threw the gauntlet down in the middle of the table, challenged Bear's manhood directly, and Bear has declined to accept the challenge.
It's okay, Bear.
I know it's okay.
All right. Good deal.
I mean, you know, we talked about it while he was out of the room.
We did. I know. You get frustrated.
Not about frustration. I'm just telling you what it would be like.
You just don't want to take your anger out on me. And I get that.
I'm not playing Russell's game. He gets his jollies off of getting me wound up, and then he turns me loose
on
some
poor, unsuspecting.
See,
I have to see if he's a little favorable to other people, because he does. He quivered up a little bit on a couple of the statements to put out there.
I mean, I'm not even involved in this. I've taken myself out of it. I've asked Bear what the conditions would have to be for him to play you, including, like, I'll leave the station. I'll go home. Like, Parker can read the clues.
Hell
you can read
no.
The clues.
We'll be here 3 hours trying to get Parker to read them all.
Like, you know.
Not that you can't read. I didn't mean
it's
like
not
that.
This is not a Russell trying to embarrass Bear thing. Like, I honestly want to see if he can step to you. And you've made it rather easy for him. I've made it rather easy for him. And he refuses to accept the challenge. It's very sad is what it is. It's very sad.
Okay.
The mayor of Sono says he's protesting.
Protesting what? Is he Colin Kaepernick or something? He's taking a knee on us?
He's saying the count wasn't right today.
This isn't good. I don't like controversy.
Big Orange Boy says Jamie got 11 in the first overtime and should have won.
We're going to have to go back and check the tape, aren't we?
Oh, God.
All right. We got to go to break, Russ.
I thought we
But we had two counters.
We need to go to break.
Controversy reigns.
Back with more after this.
The Drive.
To count at all.
You're not supposed to count?
No. You told me at the beginning of all this that I was to have nothing to do with it other than starting the...
Well, you can count. Like, counting has nothing to do.
No.
You can just be backing up.
I'm taking you literally these days. You said all I had to do...
You guys are supposed to count.
...was trigger the timer.
Oh, you're triggered.
We have double counters here. If we messed up the count, we messed up the count.
I mean,
we've done good.
We're going to go back and listen to the full replay.
The South Alabama public school system and the Blount County school system, these two guys can't count
to
11.
I'm sorry I didn't go to some Christian Catholic school that teaches you.
Teaches me what?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. No, it's good. It's good. I'm a public
school
boy.
Funny games to you.
Mr. Private school boy.
I got your... I'll tell you what, Trey. We'll talk in about two and a half minutes. All right.
No.
You want to play? I'll play in about 2.5 minutes.
I don't want to play.
All right. You're a microphone tough guy. You want me to really express myself?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Barry, you've already established you don't want to play. You don't want any.
Yeah.
You don't want any Trey.
You don't want these problems, Trey Wallace. I'm telling you.
Oh, why are we talking about this again? I just thought you
called. You don't want these problems.
Listen, if Jamie won, as several of you are asserting on Twitter, if he won with 11 in the first overtime, then it's a very simple fix, and we'll go ahead and name him the winner. But if he did it, then, you know, obviously the Westchester's victory stands. I mean, what's fair is fair. We'll get to the bottom of this. We'll make it right.
I thought it was handled the right way. I thought it was good.
It would have been handled the right way if you guys had counted correctly.
You need to back off that tone.
You need to back off.
Well, you need to double back off. It's not my fault. I mean, we have a quality control.
We'll determine that.
I mean, none of you guys can accept any responsibility out of the whole three of you.
Okay, you won't even play me, so.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I've told you, he's going to sandbag me, I'll lose, and then I'm going to be mean as hell to you for like a month or two, dude.
I do have a feeling that Russell would somehow...
His
sandbag.
I have offered to remove myself from
the equation. We're not going down this road. We're not. You told me I couldn't play?
Clearly we're not.
I'm not playing.
Clearly we're not going to play.
Not playing.
No, don't put it back on me.
I'm putting it back on you.
I'm offering you to play.
You were like the least trustworthy person in the building when it comes to stuff like this.
I have a feeling Jamie's going to win today.
Name your own set of circumstances. It's fine. I will walk out the door. I will have nothing to do with it. You can have somebody create the game for you.
Nah.
Completely remove me. See?
Nah.
Uh-huh.
Not going down this road, Russ.
Clearly you're not. It's okay. The world needs chickens. The world needs cowards to make the rest of us feel better about ourselves.
This thing's going to end up. I mean, who's it going to be down to? Is it going to be down to Westchester and Matty Ice?
Man, no. Matty Ice is going to dust everybody.
Why do y'all... Like,
yeah, I don't.
What's it about Matty Ice that makes y'all the dusting?
I don't think
he's a two-time champion.
He is a two-time champion.
I get it.
There were some other strong performances earlier in the week. I don't think whatever happens between Westchester and Jamie, I don't think the winner is going to come from those two. So, no offense.
Not if they call in drunk.
That's probably, yeah.
We drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer.
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed it. We'll get to the bottom of this controversy. We will make it right. We got overtime coming in here. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime up next from 6 to 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio. The Drive.